Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. For the next few minutes, I want us to consider the powerful, practical significance of what the Holy Spirit says through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. You know, speech is a wonderful gift from God. It's one of the clearest expressions that humans were made in the image of God. We speak because God speaks. Speech is how we communicate and cultivate a relationship with God and one another. But this gift comes with a moral responsibility to speak the truth in love. So writes Paul in Ephesians 4:15. We imitate God when we speak the truth in love. But sin has corrupted God's image in us. Apart from God's redeeming work in Christ, we cannot communicate as we ought. Ephesians 4:17 to 19 informs us that unbelievers are darkened in their understanding. They are alienated from the life of God. Their hearts are hardened and have become calloused. And Jesus said that it is out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. Now, this does not mean that unbelievers are incapable of saying anything helpful, kind, or encouraging, but Scripture does teach that apart from Christ, they cannot speak constructively in the fullest God-defined sense. Ephesians 4:29 says, "The purpose of our talk as believers is to give grace to those who hear." Christian speech is not just positive speech. It is speech through which God's grace is communicated. What an amazing privilege. We should pray for the Lord to use us in that way. Gracious words through which we speak the truth in love. Now, to communicate God's grace, we must be careful with our words. This means first, we must let no corrupting talk come out of our mouths. That's what Scripture says in Ephesians 4:29. The Greek word translated corrupt means rotten, decayed, or putrid. It was used to describe rancid fruit or spoiled fish, things that are unfit to eat. Likewise, rotten words are hard to stomach. These would be any words that tear people down rather than build them up. We are to speak no unwholesome word, the Bible says, not one. Instead, we are to speak only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. The Greek word translated building up refers in a literal sense to the building of a house. Paul is saying, in effect, use your words like a skilled carpenter uses his tools. Hanging from a builder's tool belt are many different tools. A tape measure, a utility knife, a level, a square, screwdrivers, pliers, and whatever else he may need in a given situation. Paul says to use our words in the same way, as fits the occasion. Literally, for the building up of the need. Think of it this way. Every conversation is a construction project. Sometimes a person needs a hammer of loving rebuke, a measuring tape of careful questions, a level of biblical correction, a paintbrush of gentle encouragement. You know, until the time he was 30, Jesus worked as a carpenter. He knew what tools were needed for a given task, and Jesus used his words the same way, even as a child. Luke tells us that when Jesus was in the temple at age 12, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions, all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Throughout his childhood and adult years, Jesus showed remarkable discernment in his use of words. When Mary and Martha grieved the loss of Lazarus, Jesus offered them words of hope. To the self-righteous Pharisees, Jesus issued words of rebuke. To the weary and weighed down by their sins or personal circumstances, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." To the fearful disciples, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Jesus always said the right words at the right time in the right way for the benefit of the hearer, and he calls us to do the same, to make our words a vehicle of God's grace. Remember, every conversation is a construction project. How can you use your words to build up other people today? This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy his people, and extend his glory. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.